I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's episode 226 of Coolin' Out.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm cool, man. Ain't nothing much happening, man. Ain't nothing much happening.
Nah.
It's really chilly up here in New York. Ain't really nothing much to do, so.
You look like you were having fun out there in the 20 inches of snow. So you built the snowman? I said, someone come save Kev. someone go save him.
I stumbled across that.
Oh, I thought you, okay, good. I thought you built that.
I was like, damn. All those people that view my story think I built that.
Probably think you built that. Because I saw it. I was like, damn, he going through it. I was like, ha ha, man, I see you took a day off of work. Ha ha. Like, you good?
I stumbled across that.
All right.
Oh,
good.
Man.
Man's got too much free time. A whole snowman?
Yeah, that ain't me.
Oh, man.
Well, nothing much, man. Nothing much. How about yourself?
Likewise, man. It's cold. Boring. Just not much going on. I mean, it just literally just work, honestly. Like working.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just working cold. But I'm trying to like keep my spirits up. Give it like another month. Well, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Let the sun really creep back in. Because I usually come alive in the spring, summertime. So let them have their winter, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I have in the back of my head. So I've just been taking it easy post birthday. So.
Stack a little bit.
Yeah.
You're gonna need it. You're going to need it.
That's just what happens. I've been on my best behavior in a lockdown. So
not Jesus much Christ. To do. I know we reminisce a lot about the past, but that's how I know like we're getting older because like I stepped outside this morning. It was like 28 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that shit was like frigid. Like I was like, oh, we used to just go out like casually.
Yeah.
In frigid temps, no jackets. Just
the youth.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way today I would make that trip.
Even
if it was available, we should just make trips with no plans.
Yeah.
Just meet in the neighborhood and figure it out. God bless us. Yeah, the youth. For real. But, I mean, I guess on a high note, got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to. I think we made our picks already last week. I think we're both going for the Chiefs.
Correct. You
know, come on, Patrick. You got to do this.
The last
Get facts. 7?
Yeah, don't be surprised, though.
I mean, I won't, honestly.
12 on the other side.
If it happens, I'll be like, damn, I should have known better.
Same.
It's like this, this little feeling in my gut where it's like, damn, this ain't gonna go out. This ain't gonna go to where I want it to go.
It's building more and more. Mm-hmm. Like since last week, and I'm hearing more and more of the Chiefs that are out, not playing. But I'm still going with I'm still going with COVID and injuries. But I'm still going with Mahomes. If he can't do it, then no one. Yeah. He's the best quarterback in the league. Tyreek and Travis Kelce. Yeah, they can't do it. Then it's just you just respect the 12. I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm still throwing my hands up. Yeah, that's it.
Just throw my hands up and say, "Damn, all right." First year with a new team.
Yeah.
And you the first team ever to play in your stadium in Super Bowl.
And he said you're gonna be better next year. That's what he said.
I mean, I can't doubt him.
I can't.
He would literally have to like go to the Super Bowl and like really put up a stinker, for lack of a better word, for me to be like, it's gonna be a struggle next year for him.
Anything you want to play beyond 45 now? I knew it was only a matter of time.
I mean,
I knew it was coming.
He said there's still some more M's on the table.
Playing in the Super Bowl when you're 50. No, but the Tampa mayor said if they win, they're gonna rename it Tampa. I was just like, he was just joking.
Yeah, I would say he don't have the authority to do that. See, you see the adult in me, like, he can't do that. Like, just shutting down any type of fun. No, he can't do that.
I'm excited though.
I am too.
Biggest matchup they could have had on paper. So hopefully the game doesn't disappoint.
You watching at home or you?
Probably just watching my fiance.
Yeah.
About it. We're thinking about going to Hassan's in Jersey City, but now I don't know with the weather and to leave there that late. So I'm probably just going to keep it up.
Y'all driving though, right?
We probably path in and definitely take a cab back, but
okay. As long as the car is in one route, you know.
Come on now. So that's the extent of it. I saw the weather might be bad on Sunday, so I'm gonna play that by ear. But that's about it. How about yourself?
Like it's a 2009 thing.
Nah.
Training back and forth.
It's a pandemic. Hell no. That game will be over at like near 10 o'clock and to leave there and take a train back to Brooklyn. Come on now.
And is tennis, what time the game starts? 7?
6:30. Typical game about 3, 3 and a half. So somewhere in between 9:30.
Yeah, but you
got to
think about the Super Bowl halftime is always dumb long.
Oh, yeah. And a Super Bowl surcharge when I want a cab, actually. Yeah, we might have to postpone that.
Did I just see you last weekend?
Hey, we wait till it's warmer. You know, we can just hang out in the daytime, actually. But how about yourself?
I mean, my cousin going to be here. So probably just going to chill and watch it in the house because it's cold down here, too. I mean, it ain't like New York cold, but it's still cold. Like,
yeah.
So I definitely ain't eager to be out in the streets spending money. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to sit by a heater?
Catching COVID. No, I mean, our indoors are open.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm just talking about
that. We give it up. Yeah. It's the South, man. Die if you must.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't see the point. And, like, because, like, I mean, like, in years past, obviously, you go out and it's mad people and it's, you know, it's fun. But if you just go into somewhere just to sit down and pay for drinks and food, I could do that in my house.
Yeah.
So I
should. No, you're going for the vibe. You're going for the atmosphere.
No, nah, I'm good.
All right.
I text my cousin. I was like, look, man, like.
Don't expect nothing.
You don't expect much. Exactly.
He said, I'll put it on the big screen.
I said, order in. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I said, I placed the order early, so make sure we get it on time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because on paper, this is like one of the biggest ones in recent memory paper. Yeah. And it's in the midst of a pandemic. But hey.
What you want us to do?
I'm sure we wanted a few. There'll be many Super Bowl parties nonetheless. So.
Oh, of course there's going to be.
I guess shame on me for being responsible, but whatever. Okay.
We just balancing out the flow.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I'm just biding my time. So
yeah, because I'm sure in April, May, people gonna be looking at us like we crazy. So it's just about balance.
Yeah.
It's just about balance. If the Super Bowl was in May, who knows what would be happening?
No.
It's cold though. That's my excuse for everything right now. So we can act like, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I'm excited for that game though.
Yeah, it should be good. Halftime, you got The Weeknd performing. What do you think about this news about him putting up seven M's, his own money?
First of all, he really getting money out of here. Very dedicated to the crap. I respect it. But he's really getting, if you
he said it's for his own vision.
I support it. Now I'm excited to see it. I don't really, the last couple of acts haven't really, they don't spring to my mind. I'm actually excited to see a show though, because I'm a big Weeknd fan, and you putting up $7 million in your own money to craft the, what, like a 20-30 minute performance of that in your vision. Salute. And I'm gonna stick around.
I mean, don't artists usually make a shit ton like after the Super, like they don't get paid to perform at Super Bowl, but like if they're going on tours and their streams usually go through the roof and all that stuff after Super Bowl performance.
What's up? Go ahead.
I mean, I know, I just saw he released dates, like touring dates in 2022.
I mean, but he didn't need help to, he's a Weeknd.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, usually, there's a reason why artists do it for free. Beyonce did it for free. There's a reason, unless you like really stank it up, like it can't hurt. So I'm sure you have so hundreds of millions of eyes on you. And people who don't know his music.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's the year in and year out. It's the most viewed event of the year. Yeah. Talking about average between 90 to 110 million. I mean, I hear you.
I mean, that's still a lot of money though. But God,
that's what I'm saying. But and I'm sure, I guess in the past, we don't know what other artists have put towards their own performances. Yeah. I don't know if it comes close to 7 million, but
7 M's.
That's a lot of pressure now. That's why I love artists. I know that's that dedicated.
But my vision. You didn't have
to do this.
Abstract thing. Facts.
I respect it. You know he getting money. If you just dip in for 7 million, that is a wealthy individual. Whew, good for him.
I mean, quick aside. Mm-hmm. We're talking about like 7 million. Like obviously, it's a lot of money. But you see, little Uzi Vert just got this $24 million diamond like ingrained in his forehead.
Yeah, I saw Vision trending. He's from Marvel. He's a super, and he had an Infinity Stone in the middle of his forehead. That's how I found out, because people were doing memes between him and Vision.
$24 million. I didn't know. I'm not counting
that part. He paid that.
They just say it's a $24 million stone. I don't know if he actually paid that, but how else would he get that ingrained in his forehead?
Ingrained is crazy. I saw the diamond. I was like,
$24 million. I knew Uzi was getting that kind of bread.
I don't watch no individuals. Do as you wish. Facts. Do as you wish.
24 amps.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It's not for me.
It's not my cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea. Yeah, Julie never been in my interest. But to each his own. To each his own.
Right here.
It looked crazy. I get used to it the more I see it, but it looked crazy on it.
It looked crazy as hell.
I was like, is that a tattoo? I was like, no.
Diamond. God bless these kids. Anyway.
For real. Getting money.
Money. 24? I mean, shit, if you can afford it, more power to you.
Yeah.
Jeez. But yeah, $7 million for a halftime show.
It better be fire.
I wonder why they announced that, though. Like, why'd they put that information out there? I feel like they'll just add more pressure.
I agree with that. And
expectations.
The NFL did or The Weeknd did?
I have no clue. I just saw it on Bleacher Report. So I don't know who actually leaked that.
Is he trying to hype it up? I mean,
people were going to watch it regardless.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, artists, I don't know. $7 million of your money for a free performance. This ain't like a tour set or like you invest in money in your set for your tour. This is a one-time performance. But again, if you have 100 million plus eyes on you and that's just not even added in the parties, you're talking about 9-figure worth of people. I get it. I admire it. The dedication to craft. Now I better be good now.
Now he's going through some stuff. I saw him, yeah, like the prosthetics and all that stuff going on with his face.
Are he bringing that back? He's still in that?
Nah, he ain't bringing that back.
He coming with the bandages?
Did he have explained that though?
No, he had the video for, I think, Save Your Tears, and he revealed it was like surgery. Maybe he didn't. I missed it. Mm. I just listened for the music. I ain't that in. So. Maybe he did and I missed it.
You ain't into what?
I don't really follow all the extra stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Cause I just saw the picture going around social media, and I was like, "What the hell's going on with him?" And then I had to continue on with my life. I got my own problems. That's a fact. I said, "Damn, that's crazy. These dudes is too rich," and then went back to my life.
Nah, it was just in it for the art.
That's art too? That's crazy. God bless these.
Oh no, he did. He actually did. According to Billboard, yes.
Oh.
The significance of the entire head bandages is reflecting on the absurd culture of Hollywood celebrity and people manipulating themselves for superficial reasons to please and be validated. It's all a progression, and we watch the characters, that's in caps, the T and the C, storyline hit heightened levels of danger and absurdity as his tale goes on.
That's what's up.
See? Artis.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You gotta respect our artists. I get this message,
man. Well, I get it too, but you willing to sacrifice yourself looking crazy just for that?
That's not real.
God bless him.
He was doing that for a minute though, because he showed up on I remember he did SNL like a week or two before the shutdown, before the pandemic started, the lockdown. And he had the bandages. He's been sporting the bandages for like almost a year now. He's been in character for a while. So again,
then he had the big lips, the big cheekbones.
So when you think about it that way, putting $7 million in your performance,
it ain't that far. It ain't that out there, actually.
Yeah,
this is in his wheelhouse of things. God bless him. I can't wait to look at it to see his performance. I'm sure you're gonna kill it. He's The Weeknd, so.
Yeah, I'm actually stick around for that. I don't remember in past. I just don't remember me watching it. I used to always take it as a break. Year. I don't even remember. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just remember the dread. Like if I was from Kansas City.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. Let's have a better showing, Patrick.
Yeah, we need. Yeah. We're gonna need him to really show out.
We don't need anyone that falling behind and coming back. It's a great story, but
nah, my
it's
heart
not good for the heart.
My heart, yeah.
And this is a tougher year to handle something like this. It's a lot.
Yeah, I might have to. Ooh, nah, I gotta be careful. I got something important on Monday.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah. Better cap it.
I can't take that.
Better cap it.
Have to reschedule on them. Did you see last night? Just reschedule.
Nah, just decant one bottle. That's it. Cap it. Get the finest. Your finest out for Pat. Pat, Kirkland? Andy, and
Kirkland. Get that Kirkland out. I don't know what you're talking about. My finest. They all decant the same. They all decant the same.
Oh, man.
I got like 3 nice bottles of wine, and I just like leave them on the bar cart because I refuse to open them because I refuse to have to replace them.
I feel you.
Nah, man.
Nah, yeah, just keep them for special occasions.
Yeah. Never. They're going to be dusty. They show bottles now.
Oh, man.
What do you think about the Rams trade?
I like it for the Rams.
Yeah. I like it for the Rams. Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Let go of Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
They let go of too many first round picks, though.
Yeah, but as I as I learned in subsequent days, the Rams don't care at all about first round picks. I thought the same thing, but apparently their philosophy, they don't care. They're all about maximizing their window now. So I was like, okay, I respect that.
Got you. I was shocked at that trade, honestly. Like when I saw it, I forgot who announced it. Was it Schefter? When I saw the alert on my phone, I was like, what? Wait, what?
Same, yeah.
No clue Jared Goff was even on the trading block. I thought that was Sean McVay's boy.
Nah, I'd seen in the days leading, well, from the McVay playing Wolford, the backup Wofford. Over him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He went to Wake Forest. Shout out to him.
And then Snead, the Rams GM, was doing some interview, and he wouldn't commit to golf. He was like, as of, and then he looked at his phone. He was like, as of, and he said the date. Jared Goff is our starting quarterback. But
damn. You know,
I was like, but yeah, Goff hasn't been. He outdoing Mahomes that one Monday night where they combined for like 100.
Yeah.
That's one. And when he beat Drew Brees, that's probably his biggest win. When we watched that one, when he beat when he came out shaky in the first half, but then they ended up beating.
Yep.
Go playing one of the worst Super Bowls
of all time. Oh, my head hurts just thinking.
Talk about
it.
That track. Yeah, but
yeah, man. Was it 13-3?
13-3.
Great defensive stand.
Oh no! Hell no! But before I get sidetracked, yeah, but yeah, he's not that good. Stafford's way better, way more talented. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I hope it translates. I hope it's not just talent doesn't translate. I hope Stafford translates. And
yeah,
I like it. I really like it for the Rams. I feel for golf going from LA to Detroit. Hit Blake up. That could do a lot to one's mental health.
Oh my God.
That is tough. That's tough.
I didn't even think about where he was going.
I always think about that in trades like that. He's rich, so he could get back to LA as soon as, and it's the off season, so he's fine.
Thankfully, the NFL season is relatively short, like August to January. And you're not making it to the playoffs anyway, so August to December.
Yeah, and how many home games you really going? Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Even still, Detroit is still Detroit. Shout out to our listeners in Detroit, but
yeah, bro.
I just realized we just wilded like.
Shout out to Detroit. I'm just saying it's an adjustment.
It is from LA. Sunny,
yeah, sunny LA to you know back brick. To seasons. Yeah.
Brick.
Yeah, he ain't moving to like OTAs.
Oh yeah. And he might do that via Zoom. COVID concerns. Can't make it, coach. Detroit. You seen Blake ain't been the same since. So yeah, the other day he ripped through his jersey.
Yeah, he really.
It's an adjustment.
He came alive against Braun and them recently, but that was his best game by far of the season.
Well, because he saw Los Angeles on the jersey, and it made him feel good. And then the next day, he remembered that's not where he lives.
Yeah, you can't board the plane with us. You still got to go home, Blake.
Yo. Yo, they should do him a solid and just trade him. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know where to, but anywhere.
Mm-mm-mm. No, I like the trade. I'm a big fan of Stafford, his talent. Yeah. So
I think we'll it should translate.
The team holding him back, or just it's just talent and it doesn't translate. I think it'll translate.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't had.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Had like any talented teammates outside of Megatron. Mm-hmm. Really, they haven't had a running game in God knows how long. Yeah. So last year, I think Adrian Peterson was their starting running back.
Like, yes, he was.
That's what it is.
He was, yeah.
So I think Matthew Stafford is way more talented than he gets credit for.
Yes,
just, and he's always in a losing.
Way better than Goff.
yeah, hands down. He's always in a losing situation. So I think hopefully you got the, you know, who's considered an offensive genius guru. And
that's
McVay.
Another thing.
Yeah,
substantial open up. Upgrade at coach.
Exactly.
Especially over Patricia.
Yeah. Should open him up a lot. So we and I really feel like the Rams have a great defense. They have a great mm-hmm. offense. They're just like a quarterback away. You got great receivers. So
and Goff probably like handicapped the offense a bit because he doesn't have the talent
move,
as we mentioned as Stafford. Yeah. So it doesn't.
Yes, yeah, Stafford got
holds back the playbook. Yeah. Yep.
So McVay got a new gadget out there. So, I mean, it's nice. It should be it's nice. I mean, I really don't care. So I'm not going to see it till August, but.
Yeah, September. I mean, yeah, I guess preseason. Facts. But, yeah, but yeah, 9 months
that.
From now,
I'm not checking into no preseason game. Back in the days, a.k.a. last year. You would have caught me. You caught me watching summer basketball, everything, anything that was on TV, except for baseball. I didn't get that. I didn't get to that.
Never
point
get
in life.
Still.
Yeah, I didn't get to that point in life.
Happy for LA, but never watched.
Not an
inning. Nope.
So this is bad, random, but you know, sometimes you like turn to the sports channel to see what's on TV, and mm-hmm. baseball was on, and I was like, just to watch it to see how different the experience was without fans. It's the exact same thing. It doesn't change at all.
Not at all. No. Mm-mm. Not at all.
Like, why do they're fun in person? Don't get me wrong. Yankee Stadium, a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been a couple with coworkers. That's fun.
Yeah. That's fun.
Right,
yeah.
Right
crowd. You know.
Mm-hmm.
What's that spot? That's the what's the name of that spot?
Dugout.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, you hit dugout, going
nice
in.
And affordable. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you hold the rail while you're going up the stairs and down. But yeah, baseball games are fun in person with the right group, but I just can't get into them watching them.
No,
especially not on TV. God no. Also, like going to the same extent, like going to football games aren't that entertaining to me in person either.
Yeah, I've been to one, and I'm not excited.
Rick?
Yeah.
And they are slow.
Yeah.
Like, they're not as entertaining as when you watch them on TV.
No, the production of a TV screen really enhances the product.
Yeah.
I've been to one game, and it was, wow, cold, like you said.
Yeah.
Went to a Giants game. It was cold. And you really notice that they really don't do much in terms of action.
It's like, boom, tackle. Everyone takes their time getting up.
Yep, whistle blown. Everybody's slow. Yeah.
They walk to the huddle. I'm like, damn, it don't look like this on TV. Like, why is it taking so long for the next play to start?
It's like they're rehearsing scenes. I know, obviously, they're not, but it's like somebody called a break in the action. And then,
yeah.
I was like, yo,
But the play-by-play commentators on TV, like, make it more entertaining and stuff like that. It's like, oh, okay. It's a totally different viewing experience. So, I mean, I don't know when people are going to be able to go to games again. I guess you can go now, really, if you really wanted to. If you're
that depends where you live,
Yeah. I'm not teach his own.
Yeah.
What else? I think that's it for the passion. Yeah. Yeah, basketball. You know what it is. I start with the All-Star votes, man. So the first batch of All-Star votes dropped today. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant led the league in all votes. Bron came in two. Mm-hmm. I believe Steph was in third.
No. Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm about to say.
Yes. My apologies.
Don't forget the Bay is loving that.
My bad.
I didn't pull this up now. Now I can't trust you.
Yeah, I was looking at just the West. No, you're absolutely right. Because they're the only ones over 2 mil, those three. Bron, KD, and Steph.
Let me see. Yeah,
KD had like 2.3. Bron had 2.2. Steph had 2.1 million.
Yeah. I was surprising that KD led.
It was surprising, but I have a vague memory of Steph beating Bron in an early. I don't know if I'm making this up. I could have sworn, and then Bron ended up being the overall
at the end. Yeah,
we'll get her. So this is a long-winded way of saying I'd be shocked if he is. I'd be surprised, not shocked. I'd be surprised if he was Kevin Durant was still the overall leading vote getter at the end of all this. I would be surprised.
Yeah, me too. Not because he doesn't deserve it, because he's been balling this shit. No, but just in terms of popularity, usually.
I guess being like, in New York. Because he used to be in the West, but I remember.
He was gone for a year, though. And now he came back. He is balling this shit, though.
Because it's to the point that LeBron had him on his team. He was able to get him to play with him on one of those All-Star teams. Yeah. Remember that?
Because everyone, I think his last LeBron, team. Yeah, everyone's calling LeBron weak for picking him first.
That must have been his last healthy season. So
because it was Bron and Steph, right?
No, Giannis again. Or was it? You might be right. I feel like him and how many years have they done this? Two or three? I feel like
this would be the third year.
Okay, so one of them might have been LeBron and Steph, but I feel like the other two are LeBron and Giannis.
It was LeBron and Giannis. It was, because Giannis took a shot at Harden about how he don't want nobody just dribbling all day on his team. He must might have passed the ball. I remember that.
I look at him. See, life come at you fast.
Yeah, now you got to deal with him.
That karma you seeking, yeah. But
now you got to deal with him.
Yeah, speaking of, he definitely ain't leading any more teams. He's going to be selected this year. That's over with.
Giannis?
Unless he does a big jump in these next upcoming returns.
Yeah, no, he's not that guy.
That's done with.
He also is not looking as dominant this year.
And it was the first year. Like
first
year with Steph, LeBron, and the last two have been LeBron, Giannis.
And Bron always been captain, you say?
I always respect the way he, I always respected the way he picked. That was more aligned with, he just took talent. He didn't care what, I love that. We're trying to put the best team possible. Giannis' decisions were very, so I'm very intrigued
to
see
how. Did he pick Middleton first?
Yeah. That God teammate bless. Loyalty, yeah. So I'm interested to see what KD does picking against Bron.
That's when you got to talk to your boys. I mean, KD can't lose no matter who he pick first. You pick Harden, all right, that makes sense. Like,
yeah, and then if Bron pick AD first, I guess that makes sense.
Those make sense.
They do. That's a good question. Who's the third best? You didn't have to consider your teammate. So you didn't care about any of that. You're just going off talent.
Steph.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have to agree. Over Giannis.
He trash.
He wouldn't pop up on mine in a. He might be the last of the first round because I think
he might be in reserve.
How does that? Oh, you just pick from the pool and then, so you pick your starting lineup because I forget.
You pick your starting lineup.
Is that a pool for the starters and the reserves? Are those separated or it's just the overall pool and you pick who you want?
No, you pick the starters, the starters. Right.
There's a starter pool.
And then the reserve pool. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, Giannis going to be in the starter pool, but he should go last.
Yeah. You taking Bradley Beal over him?
Yes. But All-Star game. Uh-huh. He a back-to-back NBA. These are crazy times we live in.
That's your boy.
You a back-to-back MVP. I don't know.
Defensive player of the year. He definitely not winning this year.
Nah, that's over with. He's done with all the awards. He got to win a ring. He kind of out of contention.
He gonna end up asking for a trade for real next year.
This Brooklyn thing just expedited it.
Mm-hmm. He'll get to the play. I mean, they might not. Honestly, they might not even make it to see Brooklyn the way they're looking right now.
Yeah, that might be Philly getting that punishment. You're right.
Yeah. Joel Embiid's doing all he can do.
Yeah.
The rest of them boys. Your boy Benjamin.
Daryl Morey really took a phone call in which all he had to give up was Benjamin and was it Thibault or the other one, Maxey, whatever? And he said Maxey. No. And he said no. He said no. Let the record show. He could have had James Harden and Joel Embiid.
But I think that was more of Doc Rivers' suggestion. He really believed in Benjamin. Man's a 10% career three-point shooter.
I haven't seen. I know they beat the Lakers, but I don't.
Benjamin.
I need to see more.
His numbers are down this year.
I know. He is souped up. You know, I ain't gonna say it.
Now don't do it. Don't say it. Don't disrespect him.
Because he's still an all-star. He gonna be selected. Bron gonna take him. You know, clutch roll. You know how clutch roll.
Clutch the mob.
Watch the mob.
Wait, he going to be selected? Is he in the front court or back court?
Back. You don't think he ends up in the reserves?
Let me see.
That was a starter.
Starters, you got Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving.
Not James Harden.
No, James Harden. So you got... I forgot about James Harden. My bad. You got James Harden... I would take Bradley Beal the way he's playing. But Kyrie's been balling too. Damn.
Yeah, they both in Brooklyn. It might just be all three of them in Brooklyn. Yeah. All
right, so let's say we got James Harden, Kyrie Irving, right? Mm-hmm. How many reserves do they usually have at the guards position?
That I forget. I know it's 11. Well, it's per team. It's 22 overall, but I have to look up how they separate that. That I don't remember.
Okay, so then you still got, let's say, Bradley Beal.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum considered backcourt?
Yes. And that would be Brown right now, but it would be Brown if you had to pick one. I guess both of them make it, but.
Either way, let's say one of them definitely.
Is Brown at the moment.
Yeah, Brown. I'll take Brown over Benjamin Simmons. I don't know if that's his real name.
That's hilarious.
Who else is in?
I almost
made a mistake. Forget it. I was going to say, who else is in the East?
Don't let the stats fool you. He ain't back yet. Don't say his name.
Nah. I'm about to dig deeper.
I can give you some. There's
because I was on Boston. I was about to say Kemba Walker. And then
That's disrespectful.
No, I was just going along the East, and his name crossed my mind, and I was like, "Nah, I'm good."
You said okay. We said there's LaVine. There's Trae Young.
Both of them should make it. They're both playing better than him.
Not the rest of this is.
They both playing better than him.
All right, to round out the top 10 is Colin Sexton. Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook, and Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was 10th in the returns.
He might not make it.
He really might not, actually. Giannis, 1.7 million. Good for him. Oh, no, I lied. Brown is a guard, but Tatum's considered front court, apparently.
Okay, so
Brown. That makes sense. So they might actually both make it, like you said. Who are LeBron, KD, Giannis, Embiid, Steph, sorry, Beal, Harden, and Irvin, you would agree are all all-stars at this point?
Yeah.
Even with the Harden stuff, he's going to make it. Yeah. After that is where it's
I don't know. I think Paul George is going. Oh, could you say Kawhi?
Oh, I was only looking in the East. My apologies.
You say Kawhi?
I did not. Kawhi and Paul George are both AD.
Yeah, Anthony. Oh,
no,
Davis.
No. Even before Joker before all that. Yeah.
Joker. And Steph.
Joker had the second most front court returns. Ooh, after LeBron.
I'm
LeBron
tripping.
Raymond. Okay, it's
I'm
cool.
I'm tripping.
It's cool.
Born on December 28th.
It's a rainy night. That's good. He got more returns than Luka. He does. He's been great this season.
Yeah.
When they play tonight, that should be good. That's what we're going to play. Lakers Nuggets tonight.
LeBron going to tap that head. He heard what you were joking. Yeah.
That should be
Bron,
good.
But Bron being second right now is going to motivate him.
Yeah. Maybe the smallest things. Good.
I need that energy. Save it to the 18th, though.
What do you think of them so far?
Who?
Them.
Huh? Nah, I mean, they look good. They're great offensively.
The folks. They're
terrible on defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
They seem to be unstoppable on offense. And they just, take turns eat feasting on people.
Yeah, that against the Clippers was just one of the clearest,
it was just easy.
Of, the ceiling that... Yeah, they just took turns and then combined five. I forget how much just in the fourth alone. Mm-hmm. Took turns and just iced the game as a collective. But they kept them in longer than they should have, but they won.
Yeah.
So that's the only saving grace. But they're definitely a title.
Yeah. My only concern, though, was with that ISO ball, can you really win in the playoffs? With teams that are when teams are locking down on defense and really trying their hardest, and y'all just you go.
I got to see them play Philly, but they were my
pick regular before. Season game.
Brooklyn was my pick before the Harden trade, and that just got both our picks, and that just got enhanced after the trade. I don't really see anybody in the East that could beat them as is. I feel like their toughest challenge would come from the Lakers.
They're so trash for going in the East.
Say that again?
They're so trash for going in the East, cakewalking.
Yeah. That's what happens, though. That's what happens, man.
They running from that man.
July 2018, LeBron Raymond James, he left the East and came out West. And since then, it's been an influx.
Running from
in the other direction. Yeah. I don't really see their biggest. I guess it's Philly on paper. I don't believe in the Bucks. I gotta see it. But yeah, they're gonna come out the East. So you need a defensive team. I gotta see what the Lakers do. So I'm excited for that regular season game.
Yeah, I mean,
because they keep you in it, the Nets.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was a disappointment from the Lakers.
They blow the Lakers out.
A blowout is a bit extreme, but I wouldn't be shocked.
No, I mean, these stars, they got a gleam in their eye. And, Bron been doing a lot to them over the years.
Yeah. You're and talking AD about looking trash. Yeah.
That, Harden, I mean, he won't get back. KD, he's competitive, maybe jealous. There's something there.
Yeah.
And Kyrie weirdness all around. Because I remember last year he volunteered. I think he was still on the Celtics that he had called LeBron. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They had a good con. He just volunteered that. And then recently, KD, the only one clutch that he's ever played. So it's just weird energy. So I'm sure they all respect them, but they're going to be bringing the A game.
Yeah.
So if the Lakers don't match it.
That's a nationally televised game, huh?
Of course.
Yeah.
You put that on League Pass, you should be fired. They strapped for cash. They sending all their best out in a COVID landfill.
That's why they're doing an all-star game.
Imagine putting a big game like that on League Pass.
In the notes, I was like, what are they thinking? And as soon as I wrote it, I was like, yeah, they need some money.
Badly, apparently.
Forcing an all-star game. I'm going to watch it, though.
Because the absolute worst version of this, the all-star game, is somebody plays in the game with COVID and then you just infected
your whole,
everybody that matters in your league. That's the worst case, which obviously nobody wants to happen. Not
everyone that matters.
Marketability, yeah. So
wow, your best player becomes Benjamin Simmons. It's crazy.
Yeah, they want the cash. Head down to Atlanta. Get it done. I'll watch. Keep the same format, and I'm going to watch. Since they've agreed to go through with it. I mean, who am I?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to watch. Why not? March 7th? Give me something to do. What day of the week is that?
Sunday.
So I'm assuming they're not doing all the other games, though.
I don't believe so.
I mean, all the other All-star
I saw a condensed thing. I forgot one other event. It'll all be on Sunday. I think it was the Skills Challenge. It'll just all be on Sunday, but I think it was the Skills. I could have sworn I read. I'll look it up as we talk, but yeah.
Gotcha. I'm proud of them. Silva trying to recoup that money any way possible.
Yeah, I'm surprised, but yeah, they really need it. They must really need it. I wonder what the influx they're looking at, I guess.
I'm sure they're getting money, like TV ratings, but it's a lot of money lost when you don't have like in-person fans in the stands, concessions, all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of fans in the stands, what do you think of that whole courtside Karen thing?
It was hilarious.
Hey, I was dying laughing too.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. The part that got me when he was like, Ron was saying how she kept saying husband, and he said that threw him off because I thought that was savage.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I thought I was talking to a mother and a daughter and a father.
Yeah.
And she kept saying husband, and it threw me off. What is wrong with him?
That's too funny.
She kept saying husband. Oh, my. I don't really have anything else. I think we hit it all.
Yeah, same.
Another episode in the books, people. As always, make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Have the full-length videos of the episodes on there. Full-length audios available everywhere. Podcasts are streaming. Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts. Anything I'm missing, we are there too. Everywhere. Until next time, it's Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.